And we're back. back from break.
Woo!
The break between episodes.
I was confused.
Yeah, I did that to confuse you.
Damn, I'm fucking flustered.
So, you're listening to Cumtown, no longer in the Anthony Cumia studios. We've been kicked out.
We've been booted.
We're now broadcasting live from the Black Lives Matter studios.
Yeah.
The top of the Black Pyre State Building.
Yeah, we've changed all of our last names to Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Bombada, Stavros Bombada.
I was going to do Nick X because, you know, Mullen's my slave name.
Right, yeah.
But I decided that Nick is also my slave name, so now I'm XX.
Oh, XX. Tight.
Now
yeah.
I'm Dos Equis.
You're the most
interesting
man.
They got a new Dos Equis guy. He sucks, dude. The old guy was much better.
Who's the new guy?
He's having you ugly fucking.
It better not be another
version.
Old ass white man. That's what I'm tired of.
It's yeah, dude. I'm as a POC. Yeah, I'm a Mediterranean American.
The jury's.
Yeah, you are one of the lower European castes. I'm trying to get the Nazis back on board. You know, you're not like a Romany gypsy, but the Greeks are like a couple rungs above.
Yeah,
that.
We fucked the Nazis up actually in the fucking world in World War II.
No, you didn't.
No, yeah, what did you do?
We fucked
feta
both Italy.
They slipped on feta.
No, fuck both.
The only
you
people that actually beat the Nazis were the Russians. Everyone else thinks they did.
No, we held
the Russians
shit off
beat them by
for
throwing 20 million
no,
bodies.
You guys
at them.
Can suck my dick.
The Russians beat the Nazis,
and
no one else helped or did anything.
We helped,
no,
bitch.
D-Day,
suck me off.
D-Day was
not really.
Nah, we held off both Italy
that's
and the Nazis.
France
Italy couldn't fuck our ass. And Germany had to come in. They had to do a two-front war on Greece while we were throwing rocks and shit at them. We fucked them up with superior big dickery. That's how we did it.
There you go, baby.
Also, fuck both you pieces of shit, because I was right about means and averages. Shouts out to the listeners.
Oh, yo, shout out to my friend Hadass, who played that part of Cumtown for her middle school math class. And that got us all laughed at. By a group of affluent Brooklyn middle schoolers.
This is like, why you need to learn
first
this?
Of all,
why you need to
fuck
pay
a
attention.
Child.
Like, I wasn't really even listening.
No,
when
shut
you
up.
Were
shut up. If you're,
I
if
was
you're,
right. You were both if, wrong. And
you,
you
don't need
little.
To know the difference between means and
look at this pivot, dude. Look at this fucking pivot.
I'm right. I'm right in this.
No,
I've been right about
fuck
everything.
Off.
No,
fuck
when it comes
off.
To social sciences, like what things you need to know or what's going to happen to four teenagers who commit a hate crime,
oh,
I'm usually
no.
right. And I'm fucking right. I was right in that instance and I'm right in this one. You don't need, first of all, why do they have two words for a thing? You don't need two words for a thing. Things have one name.
It's a who cares? The point is I'm right and we can move on now, boys.
That's fine. Well, what were we talking about anyways? What was the under... Oh, income.
I don't fucking remember.
Yeah,
who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Who cares? But yes, the Greeks held off the Nazis. I'm right about... I'm a mathematician, and you're both...
Really, it was the Jews who held off the Nazis.
Yeah, they did. They were a little preoccupied.
Yeah, I like oh, the Russians threw a bunch of people at the Nazis, but you should see what the fucking Jews did. Now, that is a war of attrition right there.
Listen, we played the long game.
Yeah. It's like, how much different, if there was like a Jewish army, how much different would their participation be than what actually happened? That they just can't hold the guns and they're dropping them.
There was 3 years later. There was a Jewish army that did
well.
Some
they
things.
Killed Arabs.
Oh yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, but
yeah, Arabs are.
Who gives
they're
a
not.
Shit
they're not
that.
Like the Germans.
You know how easily Arabs die.
You're just basing this on video games.
Arabs
you know,
die
battlefield.
So easily.
I love how, by the way, the sinister ass Arab music battlefield is like.
Anytime that Arab music is playing, you know something bad is about to happen.
Well, I think the way the Jews beat the Arabs is they had a flute player go da 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 da.
Oh wow, that
they were all hypnotized.
That's a theory.
I think that's what it was.
That's a theory.
Yeah. Well, their only weapon at the time was a snake that comes out of a basket.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's true, probably.
Yeah.
PolitiFact says that's true.
What was the rhyme for that? Wasn't there like a childhood rhyme?
There's something where you, and then there's a place
Yeah.
In, and then the dick goes in. Something like
Exactly.
Wait, is that talking about ass fucking?
I don't know. There's always a song about killing your teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always something like that.
Also, the Jingle Bells Batman. We never hit on that on the holidays. Jingle Bells Batman.
The Batman
smells.
Version. Robin, I think Patty Moe had big numbers on a tweet about that. Yeah.
Do you think DC Comics was the originator of that rhyme?
Yeah.
That was a viral marketing campaign.
It's like Smirnoff Ice.
It was like icing people.
Yeah.
Like an old Jewish ad man, like in a
We're gonna do a song. It's gonna be a song about Batman, but look, it's gonna make Batman seem bad. It's how you get people to sing. And this is part of a long 50-year campaign that we're Jewishly calling the War on Christmas. And it starts with Batman.
That's where it all came from, ladies and gentlemen.
That was the first viral marketing.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, the fact that people thought Smirnoff Ice wasn't behind icing people is hilarious.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
It's like, every fucking bro was doing like, oh, dude, it's so gay to drink Smirnoff Ice. It's like, now you gotta chug this drink, free drink. That shit was fucking dumb as hell, dude.
Were they behind it?
Absolutely.
Of course they were.
I never thought too hard about it. No.
Yeah, I think Blake Midget is still like icing me. I saw something like that.
It's hilarious.
On like Instagram or something. Pictures of him like drinking Smirnoff Ice. And people
but
in the
Blake's the kind of guy that would just drink Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, yeah. Blake could drink anything.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's why I love when people talk about how I was an alcoholic and I couldn't get enough Belvedere.
Right.
It's like, no, real alcoholics just drink.
Yeah.
Literally, like battery acid.
Cooking
it
wine.
Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Fucking
mouth reference.
Fuck, boy. I'm feeling sick, dude. I did the Creek in the Cave high show, the high five show, where you just get stoned as hell. And I split like, there was like 12 blunts going around this room with just people I don't know.
Yeah.
And I know I got some kind of weird...
Yeah.
Fucking horrible.
What if you got
disease?
AIDS from sharing blunt?
That's happened. That can happen, dude. Yeah. That's how Big L died.
He's smoking a very large joint.
No, actually,
that's how he got his name.
Big L had AIDS, but he died from being murdered.
Big L got God. He didn't have AIDS.
No, he got God, but he also had AIDS.
No, he did
at the
not
time.
Have AIDS.
We can look this up.
A lot more people than you think had AIDS.
Big L did not have AIDS. He was a goon and he got in the streets.
Eazy-E had AIDS.
Walt Disney had AIDS.
Walt Disney definitely had AIDS.
Walt Disney had AIDS.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt had AIDS.
Yeah, just on the lower half of his body, though.
Yeah,
he stopped it.
He fucked so much. Back then, you could isolate AIDS.
Yeah. Dude, you know FDR ate pussy like a champion, dude, because his dick didn't work. His whole lower body didn't
work.
No,
he just couldn't walk. I don't think polio affects your dick.
I bet you it does.
I know paraplegics can still use their dick. It's two different systems.
But they don't get... Their dick doesn't feel good.
What? No, they come and shit.
Yeah, they come.
But as
Lieutenant Dan, they got whores together.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan was doing that to show that he wasn't inadequate. He didn't feel good.
How do you know?
I read the subtext.
You know who my hero is?
I read the subtext. Forrest Gump.
I love my favorite person in all of cinema is the principal from Forrest Gump.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, we might have a spot for your retarded son, but it's gonna cost you.
The one that Sally Field sucks off.
Yeah.
Dude, Sally Field is a fucking tramp, dude. She's just sucking him off, her retarded son. She should have just put him in the fields, and then she fucking lies about, why does he go to war? He's retarded. Let the man stay
because
and he
he's not actually
at home.
Retarded. That's why Tropic Thunder is such a great movie. They explain it perfectly.
Because he's half retard?
Because he's not full retard.
Yeah.
They're like, Forrest Gump, kind of slow, but not retard.
Nah, he was retarded, dude.
I think he was like my cousin.
He owns a business. Doesn't he go to the Olympics in that movie?
That movie, look, Forrest Gump sucks dick, dude.
Yeah, ping pong. Table tennis, which
is a retarded sport.
No, it's not.
No,
it's just one that the Chinese
fucking,
are
it's
good
not.
At.
The retarded sports are like power walking, synchronized
tug
clapping,
of war.
Yeah. Opening a fortune cookie.
opening a fortune cookie and being able to read it.
Maybe
that's sticking the landing.
Unfastening a seatbelt. Yeah, flipping your eyelids inside out.
The power lift.
Hold on, let him keep going. He's on a roll.
Pulling your pants all the way down at the urinal.
Yes.
That's how they put the medals on them. They don't stand at the urinal.
And you have to clasp it in your ass cheeks. Yeah, yeah.
Somehow it's a perfect 10 every time they do that.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, that is so great that he just fucks for a retarded.
Eating free samples at the mall?
Yeah.
That's
well, that's a crossover of fat and retarded.
Yeah, well, a lot of them, they share.
Well, the powerlifting at the Special Olympics has to be world class. It has to be.
It's really four not, times dude. The regular powerlifting.
Why really don't not. They just let him be the regular Olympics?
They have diminished strength. That's not a real thing that they have. Extra strength.
Our strength?
Yeah.
Really? I disagree.
They just have, you know what I think it
based
is?
Based on the
they have a limited,
10 of them that have beaten me up.
They have a limited pain response. Everything's diminished. So it's not that they're stronger, it's that they just don't feel pain like you do.
Oh, it's like being on meth or angel dust.
I just remember this kid in middle school when we were doing the presidential fitness challenge, doing like 100 pull-ups, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then in the locker room, we used to make him pull down his pants to show us.
You've told this story.
Giant monster.
So you molested a retarded kid.
We didn't molest him. We were just like,
with your station.
Eyes. Robert,
did anybody touch his dick? Ever,
no one
even
touched
as a bit?
It. No way.
Even as a
he
bit.
Thought it was cool that we all laughed. I mean, we all laughed
that
because
is
it was so...
the precursor to molestation. You
there
understand
was no
that,
molestation,
right?
And I was not part of it. I was just...
Now, wait, 30 seconds ago, it's we used to get him to show us his
no,
dick.
No, I used to obviously always tattle to the to Mr. Pryor, our British gym teacher, who we found out throughout the year had testicular cancer, and we made so many ball jokes to this poor gentleman.
Is he dead?
I don't know. I think he's alive.
Testicular cancer is pretty treatable, right? You just get your
yeah. You just
not,
get
if you're,
off.
Not if you're British, because most
they're
British
proud.
Men,
yeah,
they only have one ball, anyways.
Yeah,
it's very
true.
Small.
Yeah. Testicular cancer for
part
the
of, that's part of like their circumcision process. There is they have the other ball removed and the other one shrunk with tea.
Mm,
yeah, it makes true. Sense.
Testicular cancer for the British, they're very proud. So it's like a British naval captain going down with his ship.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, I see.
If
my bollocks are inflamed, I'm going to die from it. I will not elect for surgery.
Yeah.
This is my one bollock I've been given.
They insist bollocks.
They insist on dying from testicular cancer.
They insist.
The number two disease in Britain is of course bad posture.
Yeah. And gingivitis, number three.
Yeah.
Gingivitis.
Scoliosis is basically it's terminal over there.
You just loop over till you're sucking.
If you can't stand up straight, you know, they put you to death.
Oh, so that's an execution type situation.
Sort of. Yeah.
And if you stand up really straight, is that how you get to be the guy who guards the queen with those hats?
Yeah.
The Marge Simpson hats?
The Marge Simpson hats. Yeah.
I always thought that.
Is that a real... Can you really... Because in every, like... In so many pieces of media, it's like, oh, they can't move at all. They can't do anything. Like...
I'm sure so many people get arrested thinking that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you couldn't, like, suck their dicks.
In The Simpsons, Homer is like, they go to England, and Homer is like fucking with one of them, and he just gets punched in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What do? They guard Buckingham Palace?
Yeah,
What a trash name for
Buckingham
a palace.
Yeah. Let's go Buckingham Wild.
Welcome to Swashbucket Palace. That's where we put the queen.
When's that bitch gonna die, though? When's that queen? Let's talk
geopolitical.
They always
have more queens, dude.
Who's the next queen?
Charles.
He has to be trans.
King
Queen Charles.
King Regnant? Is that what it is?
I'm not calling him king. I'm calling him queen, dude.
Queen Charlie.
There's
queen
always
Chuck.
Queen, baby. Yeah, I've always been team Chuck. He got cucked by that tramp, Diana.
With some, like, Muslim guy, right?
And then
they killed him in that tunnel. We don't know what happened in that tunnel.
Dodi Al-Fayed?
Dodi Al-Fayed, is that his name?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good pull.
Yeah, well, it's I'm a huge Princess Diana expert, actually. I had the Princess Diana beanie baby, yeah. The purple one.
Which came out the day before she died, yeah, by the way.
That's, wait, that's really interesting. That is true.
Whoa.
Yeah, they knew.
Dude.
I think that TY, the beanie baby company, yeah, was behind.
Behind it. To goose murder sales.
Yeah, they were going,
like,
downhill.
That seems like the plot of, like, one of the shittier later Pierce Brosnan James Bonds. It's like, would you see Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yeah, where they get
that might
the
be the worst James
news?
Bond movie of
yeah,
all.
It's yeah, pretty bad.
The only good news, Mr. Bond, is bad news.
I don't think I've seen that.
Well,
Dies.
Basically, was... the plot of Tomorrow Never Dies is James Bond has to stop Gawker, essentially. That's who the bad guy in that movie is, just Nick Denton. He's like a weird gay British guy that just loves bad news. And so he's like,
what?
Starting some war with,
wait,
China.
Wait, who played that guy?
Malcolm McDowell. No, not Malcolm McDowell. Andy
Daly.
Fuck.
Andy Dick.
No, I can't remember that actor's name now. Fuck.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Andy Serkis. He was in a. He was doing. He was a gorilla.
I knocked you off course.
He was a CGI gorilla. First yeah. of all, fuck Andy Serkis.
What are you talking about? He's
that
the best actor in Hollywood.
Sucks dick, dude. Anyone can do that shit. Oh, the fucking walk around on all fours and look sad.
Jonathan Pryce. Yeah.
How do you feel about Andy Serkis? He sucks dick, right?
I think he's the best actor in Hollywood. They put small little bubbles.
That shit sucks.
They put
my
the small
dick,
motion bubbles
any
on his
asshole
face,
can do that.
So they get all his facial acting.
That shit is like PlayStation level facial acting.
I don't know, dude. I think that
I could do that so easily. Ooh, I'm sad, dude. Golem sad.
There you go, dude. That's $100 million.
He was good in the Apes. Did you see the Apes?
The Apes. He just scowled. He's a fucking monkey. That shit is not hard to do.
Whoa.
You knew I
back
think
on
the,
Anthony Kiedis.
You knew I think yeah, was, the best actor is the guy inside R2-D2.
Yeah, that is way more impressive than jumping around in a fucking scuba
Why,
suit. Because
it was really sweaty
and frowning.
There?
And yes, because it's hot. That's harder. That's way harder than fucking just being.
What
a fucking,
was he doing inside R2-D2?
Is R2-D2 in the new Star Wars movie?
No.
No, but they have a fucking that
they have a
bootleg
droid.
C-3PO.
Yeah,
he's just like jacked.
He's an autistic C-3PO.
Wait, there's yeah. a jacked C-3PO.
Yeah, he's just a big ass fucking black C-3PO. Yeah.
Dude, that fucking...
But he talks the same way.
Yeah.
No, oh, he's okay. not.
So he's
not
like the guy that plays Elmo.
No, C-3PO is
like a big black guy that just has some weird gay voice.
No. This guy wasn't like a gay British guy. He was just more of like an emotionless.
No, he was a gay British guy.
Was he?
Yeah, he talked exactly like C-3PO.
C-3PO talked like someone was always pulling his pants
up. He turned it down a little. Yeah,
oh, not right now.
C-3PO is just talks like he's just like, you're 30 seconds too quick into gay sex. He's just like,
I didn't know they had a black C-3PO now. That's so funny.
I mean, he doesn't talk black at all. He just colored black.
That would have been cool if he talked black.
I'm sorry, that Gamergate shit is fucking real. I'm back into gaming now, and like literally every game, it's like, yeah, you play... play a gay, trans, black woman.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, it is true. FIFA's like that.
I haven't played the
FIFA.
FIFA, you have to play an interracial whose white whose abusive white father has left, has abandoned him. Well, so now he has to be raised by his black mom.
But that is
Battlefield 1. Sure.
Every poor British
but Battlefield 1, all you play is a black guy. It's like World War One,
and
which
that's
is
when
fair.
The army
sure
was still segregated.
Yeah. But they have it as, which, you know, I don't give a shit.
Do they whitewash the segregation in World War One?
No, there's just no white people you can.
What was the first war that was desegregated? Vietnam?
No, World War Two.
No, World War II is still segregated.
That's when it happened. I thought it happened like in the middle of World War or after.
No,
World
I think
War
it was II. Vietnam. I think everyone was getting...
No, it would have been Korea, because it was. It definitely happened after World War II.
Everyone was blazing up in Vietnam, and they were like, you know, you're black, I'm white, we're not so different.
Yeah, it was the unifying war.
Yeah.
Everyone fucked horse together.
This shit sucks, dude.
Well, there were, like...
We're all getting sucky,
we're all getting sucky, sucky, long time, we love you, long
time. There were, like...
Operation sucky, sucky, fucky, fucky.
There were, like, integrated regiments and shit, like, because I know, like, Pershing... Didn't Pershing control like black regiments or something while he was prior to him being a general?
Yeah, I think so. I think World War II is when it started.
No, that would be like the Spanish American War.
Oh, Spanish American.
That goes way like Pershing like around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, obviously they always used fucking black people to fuck. Like, they just, yeah. whenever they could, they would use black yeah, people yeah, to do course. Un yeah. uncool shit. That's what America's history is. It's just yeah. like, mm-hmm. shit we don't want to do, shit white people didn't want to do, they just made black people do. So I'm sure black people fought in every war.
And we're
that's
back.
The same way, that's the same way fucking
well, they
France.
Actually wouldn't. They wouldn't let them, they would have to have, like, supply roles and shit and be, like, right. cooks.
Yeah, I mean, they would, but they would make them do shit in every war.
Yeah.
Right?
Were there black combat battalions? Oh, yeah, glory. Never mind. Oh, I was going to ask the Civil War, but then, obviously, by watching a brilliant movie with Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick.
Well, you know what that doesn't show is that a lot of black people were actually happy and fought for the South. It's kind of like unfair, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they really wanted to.
It was a simpler
to.
Life.
They were trying to sign
yeah.
up, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're back on the Anthony Kidman Network.
Dinesh D'Souza, he's doing a fucking goddamn documentary about that shit. That racist Indian guy, right?
Is he? About how the blacks wanted to fight in World
I don't
Wars
know. It seems like
in the Civil War.
Alley.
I don't know.
Did you ever see that movie, CSA? The Spike Lee
Cocksuck
movie?
Cocksuck Anonymous.
No. Where about, like, if the South had won.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's a cool idea.
Well, it,
I
remember seeing the fucking trailers for it, and it didn't look cool because it was like everything's the same except there's slaves. And it's like, yeah, I don't think everything else would be the fucking same.
Well, whatever. There wouldn't be any peanut butter. We know that.
Yeah.
Whoa, fuck that shit, dude.
I would love it if he made that movie and fucked up and he's like, oh, yes, I guess white people invented rap music.
Like, it's just utopia.
Yeah, yeah. Just flying cars.
Right. I mean, technology would probably be further along. If yeah. you have more opportunity have to exploit labor. Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, think about it. Think, like, incorporate. I mean, I guess. Isn't there arguments that, like, the Industrial Revolution kind of did away with the need for slavery anyways?
There is that argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, tech needs it for, like, the precision manufacturing. Imagine if you could have slaves making the iPhones.
That would be amazing, right?
We could keep the jobs in America. We could all save, like, probably, like, yeah. $20 a pop on our iPhones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Trump.
You know how many people would sign up for yeah. slavery again?
You know what would be great is
bucks.
You keep them in cotton, but you get slaves really into screen printing. And then you get on-demand custom T-shirts whenever you want. Literally any idea you think of. You have a
awesome.
Big plantation, and you get a
T-shirt plantation.
So it's yeah. vertical integration.
I want a shirt, and it's got Tony Danza, and it says, who's the boss on it? I have a specific idea of how
or
I want
how about
the shirt.
This?
And
hold
it's
me
just
closer,
me.
Tony Danza.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But yes, that's great.
Wait, you get rid of all copyright laws too for these T-shirts.
No,
t-shirt
it's
factories.
Not copyright infringement if the slaves do it.
Okay.
Because they're
yeah,
not like people.
The slave will be sued and executed.
They're not making any money.
That's how you do it.
They get all the legal
well.
Consequences.
I think that this is a very decent concept. We should actually try to pitch it to the new Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Yeah,
PGT.
Did he get the confirmation happening today? Right.
I saw there was a tweet that people were making fun of today that said calling him Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is exactly the same as calling him Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh my no,
it's
God. Not.
It's a reference to like
so
a Confederate general.
Retarded.
They're not making fun of him for having an ethnic name.
It's so fucking
so
retarded. I hate, dude.
They're like, listen,
sucks.
He's bad, but using his full name.
Liberals
that's
are fucking pussy ass motherfuckers,
dude. They're the worst.
Let's go after these pieces of shit.
They're never going to win.
No,
again.
The argument against calling him Beauregard is that it's like, literally will do nothing. Did you learn nothing from the Trump thing?
Right, because
it's weak. You sound
absolutely.
Like a fucking retard.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the argument.
Beauregard. Check out this bumper sticker slogan I'm going to run with for the next fucking 4 years.
Right. It's not some kind of idea of decorum.
Yeah.
Like, Republicans give a fuck. They're trying to take everyone's health care away right now. They're trying to just fuck. They don't give a fuck about you.
Oh,
fuck,
man.
Beauregard, but hopefully that motherfucker doesn't get in. I don't fucking know.
He's actually he's, like Satan incarnate.
It's
you heard
scary,
that? You
dude.
Heard the KKK quote, right?
No, I didn't.
That was my favorite.
Oh yeah, the one about weed.
About weed.
His big beef with the KKK was that they smoke weed.
Yeah, well, he's like, well, it's not like they're smoking weed.
No, he thought they were like decent. He knew some KKK people and he thought they were decent until he found out they smoked weed. Like, that was the fucking deal breaker for this hate crime group.
Oh, man. He's is actually like, that's the definition of the worst person in the world.
Yeah,
right?
It's scary, dude. But whatever, dude.
Yeah,
we're gonna podcast through this. We're gonna be here for we're part of the resistance, right?
Yeah,
we're gonna help Hillary.
Yeah,
is Hillary gonna be mayor or is she gonna be like?
Hillary's governor? Mayor would be great.
Hillary,
they dug into that on the last Chapo, so I feel like
they
missed the boat on that one.
Damn,
I would start taking shits on the subway.
Yeah,
with Tom Myers.
Well, I was saying that's who she's gonna
clean
lose.
It up, bitch.
That's who she's gonna lose the election to is the guy that takes shits on the subway. Some homeless guy named Dangerous Eddie.
She literally.
Now I got two teeth and I got a shit to take. And if this damn bitch thinks she's going to keep me out of the mansion, she can suck my cock.
Listen.
Everyone's like, he can't talk about women that way. He's like, you're goddamn right I can. You fucking cunt.
I like Dangerous Eddie because he says what's on his mind. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know who I want to see back?
When
he used that
knife to threaten that Starbucks barista.
sharpened squirrel bones.
He brought that penknife into that Starbucks and threatened people. It made me feel like, you know, this is a New Yorker that I can relate to.
It's true.
Nah, dude, I want the Rent Is Too Damn High guy back.
Yeah.
That guy fucking ruled. What's he up to, dude?
I don't know.
Because you know what? The rent
Not paying rent, huh?
That was
apparently
the
rents are dropping.
That was
dropping off in New York, yeah.
There was
no longer, it's no longer a seller's market. I was told that. But
yeah, I think that there was a rent freeze like 2 years ago where they like, I think de Blasio said you're not allowed to raise rent.
De Blasio,
yeah, that'd be cool. Because that was just, that's how he said his name.
If he just changed his shit to de Blasio 420, blaze it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I voted for him.
I'm voting for him.
Well, he already did. That's not his name. His name isn't de Blasio.
What is it?
It's like Walter fucking McLean or something.
What?
Wait, that's
his Malcolm X?
He adopted like an Irish or an Italian name because it sounds more New York or some
Get
bullshit.
Get the fuck out of
here. Yeah, his real name isn't fucking de Blasio.
What?
Yeah. Hold on, let me look it up.
His real name is Talib Kweli.
but if he's just like the, Adam, I can't have you going to the phone while Nick's going to the phone dude.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
What's in there? Nothing.
You tell me. No, I want to know.
Nothing.
What was that notification?
It buzzed. I looked at it.
Yeah. What was it?
Bill de Blasio, born Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Wilhelm?
What? Yeah.
So he's a German?
Yeah, he's like a German.
Goddamn crowd?
Yeah.
God. I don't have a cool De Niro-style Italian that fucks black ladies as my mayor.
Yeah,
dude.
No, it's some bullshit trick to get people to think he's like, you know, like a Cuomo.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm changing my name then.
Yeah.
To Vito Gabagool.
I'm saying I wanted to change my name to Richard Dick Penis Nixon. You gotta have quotations around both.
It's a four-word all hyphenated name.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I gotta change my name, dude. For show business.
Dude, we are real New Yorkers now. We've been here for over a year. Each, yeah. All of us.
Oh, I guess his mom's name is de Blasio.
Oh,
his father was of German ancestry and his maternal grandparents were Italian immigrants.
Did he grow up with them?
His grandfather, Giovanni, was from the city of
Giovanni de Blasio is a great name.
Santaga de Gotti. God, fucking Italy, man. How many fucking apostrophes are in the name of this fucking
four,
town?
Four.
It's
how many vowels?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
They love vowels.
Yeah. Santagata de Gotti Benevento.
Wapolini. <Yeah.
laughs> Mozzarella. Yeah. Pepperone.
Hey, it's me.
Wouldn't it be awesome to go into a fucking store, pizza place and be like, yeah, can I have one slice of pepperoni?
I love it. It's like when Latino newscasters are always like, tonight in Miami, there was a...
They do it with that. Problems facing that Latino community. Yeah. But they never do it when it's like, earlier this morning, an illegal immigrant from Mexico ran over an entire field trip with children while drunk off tequila. You know, they don't do it in those situations. It's always when they open a foundation for battered women or something. Why not do it across the board when they're embracing the other parts of their culture? that so don't true. Obey, you know, speed limits or
I think that's
have insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be a really insurance. Funny.
He was drunk driving.
In his El Camino.
El Ical Immigrante was a drunk driving. The other newscaster's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I'm trashed. I got drunk with the weather girl trying to fuck her again.
That
she
dude
won't
on
fuck me.
That dude on CNN, Rick Sanchez, do you remember him from
yeah,
a couple
yeah,
years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah.
He killed someone.
He killed somebody
what?
And then he just yeah. cried about it like a fucking 15-year-old girl and they're like, "It's okay."
Yeah,
like
it turned out that he was probation. Drunk at a Dolphins game.
Yeah, and then like
what?
He hit fucking
someone.
Slammed his truck into somebody, pinned them, killed them.
Killed him, drove
what
home.
Drove home, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then like 10 years later, he's on CNN, and then it comes out later that, oh, yeah, 10 years ago, he killed someone.
Yeah.
Wait, so this was post?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a whole career. He worked his way wow. up to major cable news.
Did he get fired or anything, or no?
Well, he's not around anymore.
No, man, if you're rich, you can do whatever the fuck you
but
want.
But is he even rich?
I mean, he's on TV, which it complements being rich.
Right.
It helps. You right, you right. really can. You know?
Damn.
I mean, look at Casey Affleck, which, by the way, if you didn't hear the story... he tried to have sex with a woman he was working with on the set of, I don't know, some fucking stupid
movie. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as you know, hitting on a woman is basically the same as
I saw a meme that
wait,
was like...
Wait, what happened? That's it? That's all that happened?
He invited himself into her hotel room and she was like, leave, and then he did. But that's
really?
Rape. It's rape to
I
do
saw
that.
A meme that was like, yeah, accusations of rape really destroy a career. And it's like Casey Affleck holding a Golden Globe, Woody Allen holding an Oscar.
Mm.
And it's like... All right, but yeah, he just tried to fuck a girl. Like
what? I didn't know the Casey. Yeah,
it's
like
absolute horseshit. The Casey or Affleck one is horseshit.
Casey
Anthony
also
horseshit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That little girl deserved to die.
I agree. And you know what? She was a mom, but she's allowed to have fun yeah. too.
Hi, absolutely. I'm Nancy Grace, and if you think your child should be murdered next, please call in, send us the details. We will find a killer to come and murder your child, and
to
we will cover
your,
it for 7 weeks.
To rape
weeks.
Your baby.
Yeah. Things are not going well here at the Nancy Grace Studios, and we've got a new method to make money. We're going to be proactive about it. We are going to murder your toddler in an effort to boost ratings.
She loves to say baby.
Baby.
Yeah, she doesn't say child or you know infant. She goes baby.
They fucked that baby.
What happened? She never had kids or anything. Did
she
get
was
raped?
Like a prostitute or something, right?
No, she was a prostitute.
Oh, no, no. She was a prostitute.
She was a prostitute for 15 years.
Her husband or her fiance got murdered and then she turned into like the fucking Hulk.
That's what happens with all, like fucking John Walsh.
John Walsh from
John Walsh,
America's
the
Most
best
Wanted.
Thing to ever happen to him was having
his
son kidnapped
son.
And beheaded.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm serious.
Beheaded?
Yeah, he made a whole career off of it.
Wait, this is like American style beheading?
This
isn't like terrorist shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because a non-terrorism beheading.
Did he get beheaded?
Is hilarious.
Yeah, they found his head in like the some body of water.
Well, maybe it just fell off.
Oh, it was like a it was like a get
maybe
rid of
the kids got a loose head. You never know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Sometimes these kids they got loose heads like
you don't
that.
Know
like a Lego man.
The bodies are so small and the heads are so big on some of these kids.
Yeah, but
especially my wife, she was drinking the entire pregnancy.
Now he's
kid's
famous.
Got a huge head.
He's famous off you know his son being murdered. Now I can't imagine the pain of what that's like to go through. But I think I would like to be famous. Maybe I should have a kid and
what if we kill
hire
Adam?
Someone to
what if
murder.
We kill Adam?
Wait, hold on. This is the plot.
If you guys kill me, the podcast will probably do great.
Yeah. This is the plot to the Cumtown movie.
Oh, let's hear
is
it.
We all adopt a son and then pay someone to murder him so he can become the three fathers that are famous for having a murdered son. And it's like the producers, except we kill a boy.
We're in a polyamorous gay relationship.
Yeah.
Three men. It's perfectly normal. 2017. Mm-hmm.
Do we get away with it? How does it end?
Of course we get away with it.
We become famous?
Yeah, we fuck so many girls afterwards.
So the kid is just like, that's like the first 15 minutes is we adopt a kid and we kill it. And then the rest is us just fucking and sucking in Hollywood
and
shit.
Buying PlayStations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Let's fucking get a treatment going.
What happens in Act 3? They find out we murdered the kid. So
what do we have to do?
We get a MacArthur Genius Grant.
So we lose everything. And then, we win the Millennium Prize. We figure out some math problem. That's how we get $1 million for doing it.
Yep. And if we didn't kill that kid, we would never figure out that tough math thing.
Yeah.
And then we get a boat on international waters.
And then we can murder all the kids we want.
Murder more kids.
Because at that point, we're addicted to it. And really, it's an allegory for fame and cocaine.
Children represent cocaine in this. I love it. I still have that Coke we should do. I mean, I'm feeling sick now, but...
Yeah?
Sometime soon, this weekend.
I gotta take it easy.
It's been making... I don't like it.
Yeah, I just want to.
You guys
game
are coke
now,
fiends,
dude.
I just do. I just do it.
That's
party.
The fucking problem. I sat and just did like a bag by myself.
When?
A couple weeks ago, and it's like, all right, I cannot do this for another 6 months.
I've never done that. Yeah. Jeez, Lewis.
Well, I mean, that's why I can't do anything.
It's you're
the only reason I was doing a blow at all is because I don't particularly like it. And then it was like, you know, I can do this thing that I don't really enjoy because it's too fucking expensive. But it's just been like all over the place lately.
Right.
And I mean, I'll abuse anything.
Of course.
Literally fucking anything. I'll turn it into a fucking addiction.
What's the dumbest addiction you ever had except PlayStation?
Power tools.
Right. I guess that's
that was
clear.
Definitely really fucking stupid.
No, it's cool.
You're just buying
you make
tools
shit with that.
For no fucking
you
reason.
You can make shit out of cocaine.
Shut up. Don't tell them it's cool.
Power tools is cool.
Stupid to just keep buying fucking tools just in general, just to have laying
around.
Well,
yeah, if he doesn't have like a shop and he's not working on stuff all the time.
He lives on a fucking four by six fucking room.
A piece of plywood. He sleeps on a piece of wood.
But you should come make a fucking little shelf in my kitchen, dude.
Yeah, I'll do that. I have no problem making a shelf.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a blending station in my kitchen.
Okay, someone just DM me and ask them to retweet them.
Ugh.
Don't do that. That's like the one thing.
That's poor ass etiquette.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, I'm worried about my fucking brand or whatever, but people are going to be like, why are you fucking retweeting this person?
Right. Well, also, is it good? Is it funny?
I don't know. He didn't even show me a specific tweet. He just asked me to retweet them.
Is he cute? Do you want to fuck him?
No.
Would you trade retweets for head?
Yes.
I would, of course.
Of course.
So I'm open for... Me and Adam don't have that many followers.
I'm worried about the integrity of my...
That is your magnum timeline? Opus, dude.
Yeah.
The Mullen, like, thing that... Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's good. Just sneeze directly on the microphones that aren't fixed to any one of us. We all
no,
share them.
No, he's not sick. He's not sick, though.
I'm not that sick. I'm a little sick.
You really... I mean, you just couldn't move the mic away to...
I did. I went like...
He did on his hand.
You sneezed
it was mostly on his
fucking
hand.
Microphone.
I did it on my hand.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah, well, but anyway, we will trade retweets for head, me and Adam. We don't have that many followers.
Well, I'll trade less for head. I mean, more, actually. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
What's the most you would trade for head?
The most I'd trade for head?
Yeah. A jewel, a ruby.
Yeah.
For one
precious coin.
Yeah. I'd do like a one of those fancy nickels.
From a buffalo nickel?
Buffalo nickels.
What's that called when you're into
prostitution?
When you're into coins?
Being gay. Or stamps. They have like weird names.
Being autistic.
Whatever. I don't even know why I brought that up.
Stampers?
No, there's like a stupid fancy Lickers? Name for people to collect coins and stamps.
Collectors?
No.
American Pickers?
No.
You guys ever watch American Pickers?
No. What is that? It's like Storage Wars?
It's two guys going around doing Storage Wars.
Doing Storage Wars.
They do Storage Wars. Yeah, they just go to basements and shit and try and get fucking... like poor hoarders to give them the most prized possession for less money than they know it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
I'm looking up. I found a diamond encrusted menorahs.
How much?
This one's $2,300.
Yeah, I can get you.
That's
better.
That's not bad.
I can get you better.
You get me better.
I can get you better,
dude. Let's buy a diamond encrusted menorah.
You know what I want? I want a menorah that's diamond encrusted, but all the diamonds are all in the shape of like dollar signs all over the menorah. That'd
is there
cool.
a Jewish rapper with a menorah chain? Now that's something.
Is there a Jewish rapper? There was
Modest Yahoo.
There's Modest Yahoo. Modest Yahoo to me is like Eminem. Modest Yahoo and Bill Maher are the two most embarrassing people.
Modest Yahoo
world.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stinks.
I
remember my parents like came to me with a CD one day. I was like in high school. They're like, "All right, Adam, bear with me. Don't interrupt me. Bear with me. It's a reggae guy, okay? But yeah. he's also a rabbi." And I was like, "Get the fuck out of my room right now." You know, and then I go to school and like kids are listening to it. Like
he did have a
public
run.
School.
He did have a run.
Just regular kids were listening to it.
He
non-Jews.
Had that one song that was just like kind of okay. But yeah, that
I was thrown for a fucking loop. I was like, I had no idea how my mom got that one right.
He's also
it made no sense.
They just lucked into it. Jews will claim everything Jewish is cool. That's like that's a fucking that's their go-to move.
Claiming anything Jewish is
anytime
cool?
A Jew is in anything.
My friend sent me
cool.
a picture.
Ben Shapiro's pretty cool.
Years ago, my friend sent me this picture. It was some
Drake.
Like some Israeli like tourism board promotional poster.
Oh my god!
From like 1991, and so like anything from 1991 isn't going to look cool.
Right,
but
right.
It's these like really just sort of crusty looking Jewish girls like
at the Dead Sea, right?
In the Dead Sea, yeah. And they're floating in the Dead Sea,
you
and they got tevas on.
You showed me.
They got tevas on, and they're floating in the Dead Sea, and then on the bottom it just says, "Being Jewish is cool."
Oh yes! Can we get our hands
fucking,
on that?
I wish I can't even find the picture anymore.
There's like
died laughing.
There's like these new
damn, I want that.
This is super fucking embarrassing. But there are these new like Hasbara Facebook pages that like try to do fight the Israeli the Israeli propaganda war through like memes.
Yeah, hell yes.
And they're like dat feeling when the Palestinians want to say that you occupy. They are. It's probably
that.
One.
There were some.
It's
bizarre.
One of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that shit's. I love people just trying to get on. There were some super bizarre Russian like memes going around last week. Did you see that shit?
Well, the Russian embassy when they kicked out the diplomats tweeted a picture of, was it a duck or something?
It was a duck,
and it was like. It's like
and then Wendy's also tweeted a Pepe Wendy. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, Wendy's tweeted Pepe Wendy. Just fuck it, and then apologized because it's racist.
Yeah, this is like the word. Like the DNC fired their entire like video production staff, like on congressional like video production staff, and they're like, we need to refocus on memes.
Oh god.
They like people thinking that like that's the future. I mean,
I can't wait
just
till Wardell
do.
Is a political consultant.
He probably is, dude. Probably already.
I hope
is.
Wardell gets killed by the Russians.
That would be such a fucking
good. He tries
good
to
movie.
Work with them.
Oh, he would switch sides so quick.
Yeah.
Wardell would, if the Russians
are. He doesn't have a side.
Yeah.
He's devoid of any kind of allegiance to anything.
That's what I mean, though.
There's no sides. He's
he
not
would
a guy
become
you have
like
to
a
worry
Putin
about
fan.
Being like two faced or whatever. He doesn't even have one face.
Right. He's
right.
like a ball of putty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's constantly tweeting things.
Yeah. You can't really be mad at Brandon because it's like being mad at a fucking GIF. He has no personality. It's this repeating loop of something that was stolen from some other thing.
From black people.
You don't even understand the underlying reference anymore.
Yeah, because it's Friday and you ain't got no job.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
And Debo coming. Whatever, we love Brandon. He's our friend. Stop harassing him, guys.
No, please continue harassing him. See, that's the thing. I don't give a shit about harassing Brandon because Brandon doesn't care.
He's also a public figure, too.
Yeah, he's a public figure now, and he's got plenty of money. So
let's rob Brandon, dude.
I think he does care, though.
He cares. Yeah. But we should rob him.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely.
Oh,
rob.
We should, dude.
Ski
we
mask.
Should make him think it's somebody else, too.
Yeah,
we should
yeah.
set him up and rob him. Hey, Brandon, you got booked for this DJ set about 9 blocks away from the train station.
It's in an industrial yeah. area. It's yeah. like a warehouse kind of party. It's real underground. It's like very industrial yeah. warehouse.
Don't
vibe.
Bring your phone, though, because it'll fuck up the DJ equipment.
That is how he DJs.
Yeah.
He plugs his phone into an aux. Ah, fuck. So what else is going on with you boys, huh?
Nothing. I've been getting a little bit of that seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, you getting
know?
Sad?
Woo, getting sad, boy.
I feel you.
Sat on my couch this weekend, watched a good 14 hours of some quality NFL football entertainment.
I watched a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race, which is an incredible show.
That's probably better than what I was doing. It was four terrible games this weekend. Yeah, the wild card round was really terrible.
Although, did you guys watch the National College Football?
I watched that last night.
That was a killer game.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck about college.
You know what I found out last night? The coach of Clemson is this guy, Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo Sweeney, dude.
Dabo Sweeney. Okay. So I looked up on his Wikipedia page how the fuck his name got to be Dabo. When he was born, he was a baby. His older brother was 18 months, and he was trying to say dat boy.
Really? Yeah.
So his name,
which is already not how the way you say those words.
Yeah.
So his name.
So
is
he was trying. He was attempting to say something incorrect.
Yeah,
and then made it another level further.
So his name is literally dat boy Sweeney.
Dat boy Sweeney.
Sweeney.
Dat boy Sweeney.
It's not even Sweeney. It's Sweeney.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
It's Dabo.
Sick.
Yeah,
that's a great name. Also,
Shit, what up, dude?
Yeah, he's just a guy from the South, right? Where's Dabo from?
Some shithole.
Yeah.
North Florida or something. I don't know. Yeah, dude. Just a piece of shit.
I want to be named Dabo.
Dabo? Yeah, that's a sick name.
Dabo sounds like a rapper's name. It sounds a lot like Quavo. Dabo and Quavo could be friends.
Raindrop drop top. Yeah.
So you're getting sad,
Did you guys watch that Golden Globes? I didn't know.
I did not.
Until Come Town gets nominated, I'm not going to watch, okay? So
I've never watched any award show. I don't understand the point of watching award shows.
I've never watched the Oscars with my parents.
I've watched only when it's... I've never sat down and put it on.
Right.
I don't go to like a, you know... A party. I got brought to one Golden Globes party ever.
What is the Golden Globes? It's TV or is movies?
It's everything. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press. I don't understand.
Is it music too?
Like,
not music.
Musicals. I would sit there and watch actors do the one thing that makes me fucking like completely hate actors, like the part of their personality that I'm trying to ignore when
like,
I'm watching
not
a
the
movie.
Acting part.
Not the acting part. The
right.
thing that they're the absolute worst at, which is fucking humility.
Humility, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yo, yeah, well,
we'll just see some titties in ball gowns.
Yes, Queen Meryl Streep came whored at our president. the P-E-O-T-U-S, the president-elect.
POTUS.
The yeah. POTUS.
The POTUS.
Well, it's like the Latin spelling of POTUS.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't even know why we're talking about it. Do you guys care? I don't care. Meryl?
I don't care.
My grandma looks a little bit like Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah?
Yo, did I tell you guys, you know my
grandma that fucks?
No, my grandma that fucks and that just got a divorce.
Yeah.
All right. This is
wild. Hold on. Just stop jumping around. What did Meryl Streep say?
She said that Trump abused that handicapped guy, and then she made some. I didn't really even see it. She made some fucking comment about if we don't watch movies anymore, then all that's left is going to be MMA and football, which is like
sounds all right.
Yeah, I like those things are tight.
Like,
yeah.
I like movies,
how
too.
How funny would it be if someone rushed the stage and beat the shit out of Meryl Streep? Just arm-barred her, snapped her arm, yeah, fucking choked her out, fish-hooked her, ripped her eyelids off.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was like one of those, everyone's going
if we don't watch movies, shut the fuck up. Like, that's what, I mean, it's, I don't give a shit about the Donald Trump thing. Mm-hmm. But even that, so for some reason, movies are so much fucking better. As if the entertainment industry isn't equally responsible for raping people and exploiting them and protecting predators.
100%.
Roman innocent.
Polanski,
Roman innocent.
Polanski innocent.
free my you know what Roman.
Yeah, free my Jew. Free my Holocaust survivor.
But you know, absolutely, what's going to happen?
Well, you know
Meryl
what they
Streep
love
is play Hillary Clinton in a fucking horrible movie.
Oh, is that why she's already she's method acting
it,
by
dude.
Being unlikable and saying the wrong thing in public?
Well, no, I mean
she's preparing for the role by being a detestable fucking piece of shit.
No, she's an incredible actor. Like, right?
She is.
She's
yeah.
like one of the best actors in the world.
But I wouldn't go that far.
You don't think so?
No.
She's incredible. You see Doubt?
Not bad, but
did you see Doubt? That she's dope, dude. She always kills it. I mean, I'm not going to say...
I'm not saying she's a bad actress, but one of the most incredible actors.
I think she's one of the best actors in Hollywood, yeah.
First of all, I don't like that you're calling her an actor and not an actress.
Oh, I don't gender.
I don't like
gender.
The underlying politics here.
All right, fine. She's one of the best stewardesses in Hollywood. She's
a nurse. The term is nurse. A female anything is called a nurse.
Yeah, but like... you know, obviously that's lame as shit. The you know the movie that won apparently is this movie La La Land.
Yeah, it's a musical. It seems horrible,
which
but
is one of the,
says it's good.
They make these movies.
Did Moonlight win anything?
It yeah, something. I guess
I kind of want to see that, but I'm worried it's going to be like
it's going to turn you gay.
No, it's not going to turn me gay, but that I won't get anything out of it.
It's really.
I was saying I kind of want to shoot a movie that's just 2 hours of like an interracial trans couple literally just fucking, but you know shoot it with like on DSLRs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Make it look real.
Spend a lot of time on color correction and shit. And maybe there's like some subplot about them getting fired from a coffee shop, but they live in Bushwick. They're trans. They fuck each other, and then just make sure it's just pornography, and see if you can win any awards.
I would like to do a movie where there's just
Moonlight
inexplicably...
is nothing like that. Moonlight's okay. Incredible. Actually, I went into it not knowing what it was at all, and it made it way better. Like. I don't know.
There was some movie I tried to watch. It was like White Girls or something. It wasn't White Girls. I forget what the fuck it was.
Just White Chicks with the Wayans brothers.
No,
that's an excellent film.
This movie that came out like this year, where it's like
White Girls in the title,
it's something like that. Yeah, they just do drugs and
it's NC-17.
Yeah, they just do drugs and there's like a Latino boyfriend, and it's like I'm not annoyed with like the representation, but it's like this is such a boring fucking movie. It's young people sitting around doing fucking drugs. That doesn't impress me. Mm-hmm. I'm not like, oh wow.
Yeah.
They had sex?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't understand.
I don't know. That sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
I watched the MTV network.
There's got to be a spy. There's got to be a bridge, you know, that the spies meet on. That's the recipe for a good movie.
Yeah, you need a
give
guy
me a
to
bridge
come.
In there, a spy, maybe some disguises, maybe a guy that's a master of disguises.
Ooh.
You know?
Oh, maybe.
Have you seen that
costume.
Movie? Yeah, have you seen that movie?
I saw it in theaters.
Incredible.
You did?
That is
incredible.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is so fucking bad.
Yeah. You know my man thought he was purged, like poised for a comeback.
Right. You know what would be a good sequel is Master of Races, starring Dana Carvey. And he's an Aryan,
but he can play any race.
He can play
he
any
did
race.
Just release a special that was
he goes straight white male, age 60.
There's no way it's good.
Yeah, I saw the
My
title of that.
Just
and
saw
I'm
him
like,
this weekend.
You know, this is going to be the most tone deaf.
Absolutely,
there's no way. I mean, like I'm like not even 30. And it's like, I already feel out of touch.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that I could say anything that's like really culturally relevant get my finger on the pulse of what people are thinking.
No way,
right
dude.
Now.
But you know, that's probably exactly what happened. He just came up with a new hour and it probably was not that good or not that like in touch. And he was like, well, I'm going to lean into it and just call it straight. So it looks like I'm aware that this is bad.
Or dude, did you hear that story about fucking, what's his name? There's the ticket. What's his name? The actor. John
know.
Lovitz. John Lovitz.
My parents just saw Dana Carvey and John Lovitz this weekend.
John Lovitz at fucking Draft House.
Yeah.
Or something when I think it was Milner.
His closer.
Well, that Milner was saying, he was like, yeah, we had to, he had to have a car pulled around to the back of the venue to take him out because he was worried people were going to beat him up. He was like saying that.
Because he's a Republican?
No, because he was on stage and he's like, What the fuck are trannies? Back when I was young, it was just called being a fag.
Did I tell you?
Dude, John Lovitz was saying this.
Did
shit.
I tell you?
People were like booing him and threatening him.
His closer for
I think
a long
he did
time.
A bit about the N word, which is just a Louis bit, by the way. But he's like, when you say the N word, everyone's thinking the word, so aren't you just saying the word?
Yeah,
you
know? I know the Louis bit.
Well,
that's
the
Louis bit.
He's got his closer for a long time was just a song, and it was like. And it was just like, Bob, my friend Bob Saget
is gay.
Is a faggot.
Yeah.
It was like, that was the big musical number.
He told, my folks saw him and Dana Carvey this weekend, and my dad called me to tell me the bit. And I was like, I don't really think that's that funny.
But. Well, Norm, I love anytime Norm talks about him on a podcast about doing comedy, just shits on him because it's like Lovitz was never a stand up. He's just like a guy who's like famous now and he's needs a way comedic to get money. Actor. Yeah. So like
I want Katan, that dude. I want like, fame and then just to go around just being terrible at comedy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I do now,
David Alan Grier,
but with a lot more money.
I bet you David Alan Grier is at least interesting to watch.
I saw him at Draft House. He was
Steve-O. Yeah. Steve-O. And what's his Steve-O, name? Mankind.
Screech.
Tom Green is a stand-up. Foley, Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Is Tom Green a good stand-up? No?
I don't know, but I don't know.
It's weird.
He's good. I mean, he's a funny good
it's dude. Weird that, like, people... Comedy is so hot right now.
Mike Diesel, one time... Like Mike Diesel, explained him on the podcast before. This guy that booked the fucking
open mic.
He booked Wiseacres in Northern Virginia, but he was like a pathological liar or whatever. And so he would anytime any comic was brought up, he'd be like, "Yeah, we're gonna actually we're gonna have him through the club," you know. And it's like. We see the headshots on the wall. We know who fucking comes through here.
Right.
It's the drum comic,
the coach,
and then like 40,
the magic 45, guy?
45 fat guys that all had their like fucking aorta explode at age 37, and they, you know,
from coke and sandwiches,
pretty much, from free comedy club bar food, from fried pickles and King Kong nachos, and all that shit.
Fuck, yeah,
quesadillas with fried chicken in them,
chili burger,
One time comics were just talking about Emeril Lagasse, and this is like 10 years ago, so it was when like Emeril's show was real big or whatever.
He was huge.
Yeah, and
bam was a big joke everywhere.
So like two comics were talking about Emeril. I think it was Andy Klein and somebody else, and fucking Diesel comes up and he's like, yeah, we're actually gonna have him through the club, because he thought they were just talking about a comic, so he decided to just lie about it. And they were like, to do what? And he's like, you know, we're just gonna have him here. Do what, Mike? Just cook on
the
stage?
Dude, the worst part is I could see Emeril could get booked to headline a club so much better than a good comic credits. Like, if Emeril was like, I want to do comedy, every club would headline
that's
him.
That's the thing that sucks about stand-up is that, like, audiences are fucking retarded.
No,
like
they,
the people absolutely. That, and I don't mean, maybe in their personal lives they aren't, but something happens to people when they enter a comedy club that they just become abject fucking retards.
Well, it's shocking.
They get drunk, they want something to just go fucking do.
But it's also shocking how many people don't even like comedy in their personal lives. They go to comedy clubs.
Yeah.
All they want is to be shit on. Dude, all they want is hack shit.
How fucking funny is it that, like, the thing that we've chosen to pursue is on par with, like, let's just go bowling tonight.
Right.
That it would be like if you were really trying to be the best guy at setting up the pins at a fucking bowling alley.
It's not even bowling. Working at a bowling alley.
It's working at a bowling alley is what being a comedian is.
Well, the other thing
I saw a guy crush in Detroit, and I forget who he was. I was trashed. I was really fucking drunk, and I was there for a festival. And there was a guy that just went on stage, and as far as my memory goes, he was the red shirt guy. He dressed in all red, and he handed out red shirts, and he just played music. And it was like, this isn't even comedy. He's not even attempting comedy. And people loved it because it was just a guy handing out shirts.
Jesus.
It didn't
Christ.
Say anything on
free
them.
Shirts are pretty
I don't
tight.
Think. Yeah.
I fuck with free shirts.
Yeah, dude, no. It sucks.
Comedy sucks, dude. But
well, how many people do you bump sucks. Into that go to even good clubs and are like, this is my first comedy show? And it's like, what? How is this your first comedy? But I guess
there's no real comedy fans anymore, because the people that were comedy fans are now just doing comedy. They do mics. They also edit, you know, I mean.
That's not true, dude. Podcasts. True. People at work love listening to fucking podcasts.
Yeah, people love podcasts.
That's
more
not
than
stand-up
comedy.
I'm talking about to some people, it
to
is.
To some
dude.
People, that's what comedy is.
Yeah, but it's fucking not, dude. I mean,
yeah, this is not comedy.
This isn't edited or honed. No show is. I mean, maybe there are podcasts out there where they write all this stuff in advance. But even then, that's not stand-up comedy.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, another thing is, like, going back to the Lovitz thing, is, like, there are a ton of comedic actors who do comedy shit and then try to go into stand-up. that because stand-up
it's
is hot
so
right now.
So well, they, it's not that it's
so
hot.
So what they do is they work like the Meltdown Room in L.A. They work like kind of alti rooms where everyone knows them from, you know, Children's Hospital or whatever. And then they crush. And then they get their 30 minutes, which sucks because they've been like, because people give them laughs just because they were from the TV.
Right.
And then they sell it to Netflix and make a ton of money. You know, that's become like a fucking business model for a ton of like comedic actors who fucking suck, who think that stand-up isn't a skill.
We're going to make this podcast number one, and then we're going to produce the world's shittiest web series. And we're going to get jaded. And then we're gonna sell it, and then we're gonna be, you know, terrible like everybody else.
That's I can't wait, dude.
I would love to be.
Do you remember when what's his name? Cordry was hosting. At Benson Ball. Jamel was on that show.
I wasn't at that show,
dude. It was like insane. It was he was doing
Brody.
Bits.
Brody Stevens did my show, and he's good.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into the habit of shitting on people specifically, though. Yeah. Especially guys
that
I think are funny.
He's super funny.
Adam Friedland said it right here, right now.
It's crazy.
Rob Corddry is a terrible comedian.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say
we both,
that.
We all love
we're
Rob
We're both
Corddry,
looking
man.
At
it's
you
so
like, why
up.
Would you fucking say
we're
that?
Like, Adam, please. I was holding up a sign and said, Adam, please stop.
I told a story about how Emeril Lagasse shouldn't do comedy, which is fair. I didn't say he was a bad cook. I didn't come on the podcast and publicly announce that Rob Corddry's a fucking bad comedian.
Well, let me go through my list right now. Bad comics.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. You got
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald.
Dog I want to read his book.
Shit.
I haven't read his book yet.
I have it. I have it. You can have it.
I want to read a book. I think it would be cool to read.
Norm, I still haven't finished Blood Norm, Rudy,
I've never
by the
seen
way.
A book. I've never, you know, looked at a book.
So, all the listeners, Norm's book is incredible and you should read it. It's like a work of fucking. It's like a great novel.
I always thought
it's
it
would
be funny to do like a sketch. I used to have his like, bookshelf with like four books on it. And I always wanted to do like a sketch where it's like a girl bringing like a guy back to her apartment and there's like a bookshelf with like maybe seven books on it and he just looks at it and he's like, have you read all these books?
Wow. It's just the dictionary.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, you read all these
you
books?
You read all these books. Wow.
Wow. Maybe I won't try and kill myself.
Who made him try to kill himself?
I think he did it. He just did.
No, it was Andy Dick got him on. No, it wasn't Andy. Andy Dick got Phil Hartman's wife on coke.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, damn. that's why she cut it. She killed him.
That's why she killed him.
So we should kill Andy Dick.
It's Andy Dick's fault.
Well, we should do a fatwa against.
No,
Andy
we should
Dick.
Get Andy Dick's husband on cocaine.
Mm.
So that.
Have him fuck Brandon.
Oh no, Steve Coogan. Didn't people say Steve Coogan got Owen Wilson on smack? And that's
really?
Why he was about to kill himself. Yeah, he was like addicted to heroin.
The Coogs.
Yeah,
Coogs,
I love Steve Coogan.
Coogan's great.
Oh man,
why isn't he bigger?
I saw an advertisement
because
for
Ricky Gervais stole his wife.
Yeah, you're right.
Ricky Gervais literally stole his.
He's so much better than
stole
Ricky
his
Gervais.
World.
I saw an advertisement for the AARP on like network television, where it's like you know, it's like a woman and she's like scrolling through the AARP website and her friend who's a man is like, what are you doing on AARP? And she's like, well, you qualify for yourself too, Mr. 50. You know, and he's like, I don't know about that. You know, he's apprehensive about admitting that he's old enough to join the AARP, but none of those people will ever be able to retire.
Right.
And then she's like, yeah, well, check out all you're missing out on. And then she's just like looking at pictures of Ted Nugent. It's like one of the benefits of being in the AARP is that you get to see pictures.
You
of
get Ted Nugent's
Ted
Flickr
Nugent
account.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent with cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
Which is sex with an underage Polynesian woman.
All right. Well, we're out of time.
Great.
So
I just want to say I love you, Rob.
Yeah. No, sure. you're gonna
it's fucked up.
Fucking
man.
Be eating crow. Yeah. Once Rob Corddry hears.
Did you
this.
Know that he
it's
asked
not
us
kosher.
To, he asked us to reboot Children's Hospital.
I like
you're out.
I'm a fan, dude.
You're out. Dude.
Wait, he just wanted the cum boys.
Yeah, but he said as long as no one trashed me on the podcast,
fuck
that up. Was just one.
We're fucked.
That was just one condition.
I'm
yeah,
fucked.
I'm
so
out
you're
with.
Fucked.
I'm out with the ants. Which, by the way, is not a big deal. I think ants gonna do the show.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to Ant about it. He's fine.
I saw the clip from his podcast. He wasn't really that mad.
Yeah, well, because it's like, again, he was wrong about the fucking thing. I feel like I'm entitled to just say, yeah, he's fucking wrong about it.
Also, you notice no one put in the fucking part where we sucked him off and said he was the funniest dude.
Yeah, they edited out the fact that we're all huge fans.
Is it's these like shithead fucking, you know,
tattles.
Literally tattletales. They're like, oh, that's a bitch move. What, time to bust out Adobe Audition. And make my little tattletale.
Maybe Ann will retweet me.
Exactly.
Fucking losers.
Right.
So yeah, just fucking guys that tattletale to Mike Francesca all day long.
The dog is a faggot, Mike. Yeah.
So if you were questioning,
I got really strong opinions on the Jets.
Yeah. No, there's no bad blood between Cumtown and Ant. And if there was, we would just fucking talk about it. It's like not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why people think that would be like an issue to fucking.
Well, we said that there was.
This is the podcast. You just heard Adam say out loud he hates Rob Corddry.
I don't.
The most powerful man in show business. Probably, like, if you look at Adam's career track, he's going to be a Rob Corddry type.
Hopefully.
So he's going after, you know, the one guy that can help him. So we're not afraid to confront anybody.
Yeah, that's the show.
And this is the show where Adam says fuck Rob Corddry, fuck Louis C.K. Adam hates all these people and he doesn't give a shit.
Before the show, he was talking about how Tig Notaro's a fraud.
I don't think she had cancer.
Yeah,
that's true. And I think she's heterosexual too. I think she's trying to get that LGBT money and that cancer money.
I want to get a tattoo that says LGBT, but that like every letter has the two striped dollar sign like symbol. True.
Well, LGBT, you know? Let's get big titties.
Yeah.
You just don't know that it's stands for
gay thing.
Oh my God,
that'd be such a good like Ocean City, Maryland boardwalk t-shirt. Let's get
love giant big titties. And you're like, woo, LGBT baby. You have no idea. It's like,
I love it. I love it. I just think it'd be funny if the T in LGBT stood for trains, not trans.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And on that note, everyone.
Thank you.
Wow.
But seriously, fuck Rob Corddry.
So come to our live show January.
Yeah, in a couple weeks. It's actually coming up. I always forget that it's coming up. The 23rd, I think. I'll look it up right now.
We got a live show.
The fourth Monday of this month. Come on, everybody. We're at Caroline's next month. And hopefully, we'll talk after this, but we're hopefully come out and see some people in your cities. So we're doing North Texas.
What? When's the fucking live show, dude?
Find it. Where's my calendar app?
It's February 21st.
23rd.
You're talking about, no, that's the Caroline's one. We also do
January 23rd at Come On Everybody, which is in about 2 weeks. Week and a half, 2 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah. And then otherwise we'll be around.
Also add me on PlayStation. I don't have any friends on PlayStation.
Yeah, I gotta buy PlayStation. And do Patreon too if you don't already.
I was asking the other day, is Xbox Live more racist than PSN?
Yeah.
Cuz it's free.
Is, right?
It's free.
Yeah.
Cuz it's free.
No, it's not. Neither of them are free.
Oh, I thought Xbox was free.
No, no. In fact, that's the fact that it costs money makes it more racist because it means that minorities don't have access to it.
Oh, yeah, it's like a poll tax.
Yeah. Dude, I like honestly, you go and play it was so funny. I remember like 10 years ago whenever like you like online games with like headsets and shit. You would play a game for a while, and then the price would drop. And as soon as the price dropped, you would you'd be playing when it came out, and it'd be like, "Yeah, we got to go over here, capture this objective. This guy's a faggot, or fuck this guy. You know, this guy's fucking camping or whatever." And then the price would drop, and it's like, "Yo quiero ese." immediately, and then also guys from Texas wiggers would show
up,
which is always a weird me and my partners,
Paul Wall type
Paul
dude.
Walls. Paul Walls. Yeah. You know, me and my partner.
That's a funny
which is
kind
so
of
funny.
White guy.
I love that they
love
say
that
partner
because
it's also the gay term for boyfriend.
Yeah,
me and my life partner.
Yeah, we partners for
me
that.
Me and my life partners.
We dedicating ourselves,
penetrating each other.
Me and my partner.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah. So yeah, I guess those are the shows coming up. We'll figure it out. I do want to have Ann on because like, Ann is great to fucking chat with.
So funny.
And then that's the one hesitation is like I think that's the last big guest that we could do. I've kind of exhausted my list.
Well, there's
of
the one guy,
man. We got to talk about it.
Vampire Weekend.
Oh right. Well, he hasn't agreed to do the show.
Well, he agreed to do the show. Fans, Vampire Weekend, Ezra Klein from Vox.com, Ezra Koenig, said that he wanted to do Cumtown, so you, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and
he
Ashton
probably
Kutcher.
Will never do it. And Ashton Kutcher also.
And Danny Masterson.
What a fucking asshole name, by the way. Ashton you hear it Kutcher. All the time, so you stop thinking about it. But Jesus, that and Macaulay Culkin. What a fucking shitty name.
Yeah. Ashton's worse than Macaulay.
Mm.
Macaulay Culkin is like the best child actor. It's like
Kutcher is douchier than Culkin. I think Kutcher's a little worse. I'll give you Macaulay, but I think Kutcher is worse than Culkin.
How about this? Macaulay Kutcher.
Ooh. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that sounds like an ad agency.
It does.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the episode. You know, hey, if you don't like the show, yeah, that's fair.
Suck our fat cocks,
no,
bitch.
I understand. You know,
no,
I'm
say
kind
suck
of on
dick.
Board.
I just
I'm
want
with
to
the
finish.
Guys that hate the show.
Yeah, I hate it too, but fuck you. You don't show me disrespect.
I'm one of the guys that thinks the show's not racist enough now.
Yeah, I just want to say to all of those guys that Black Lives Matter. Yeah. And if you...
They do. Black Lives Matter.
If you're, if you're racist...
Adam pointed out, there was one guy that was like... It was
so funny.
And he's like fucking. He was like, "Oh, this store's never covered, dude." There was some girl that was raped and fed to alligators. It's like,
yeah, in Florida,
what
dude.
What the fuck are you talking?
Yeah,
about?
these dudes that are like so fucking paranoid about a genocide against white people. One of them was like replying to Nick's tweets, and he's like, "Dude, they raped a girl and they fed her to gators in Florida." That's like one of his. That's his evidence.
Dude,
Black Lives Matter is feeding girls to right. gators.
The definitely not bitch move is to live in fear about the knockout game.
Yeah,
that's the way to prove that you're not a fucking coward. Is to
that's the thing. Is
spend all your time worried about the fucking knockout game and being fed to alligators.
They're fucking snowflakes.
You heard white
racist,
supremacists. Adam will fight
ass
you.
Snowflakes. I mean, snowflakes are white, dude. It's better for whatever.
Yeah. Snowflakes are white. They're cold. You know, they're icy. They're beautiful. I don't understand what the problem
they're
is.
Pure.
They're pure.
All right, what the fuck are we
they're
talking
Aryan?
About? We've been ending this fucking episode for 20 minutes.
No, we have. It's literally been 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm all right. Delirious, dude. I'm
well,
on a
thank
day
you,
delirium.
As always, for all the sweeties that listen to the show.
Yeah,
we really
yeah. Holler at
it.
Us.
You guys are sweeties. Seriously,
I'm single and I'm ready to mingle.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show. You know, steal it, do whatever. Tell people
don't
to listen
it.
To it. Even if you do hate
this
it,
this is
a
free one.
Even if you do hate it, and you want, you know, to say, hey, look at these fucking assholes who we don't like. You know, to be honest with you, like I say all that shit, but like. That's what fans are. They're people that fucking, like, you know, they listen to every show and like, oh, you're a fucking faggot or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't really mind it. I mean, it's fucking.
Yeah, I like
it's kind
sports.
Of cool. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. It's the
that's,
same thing.
That's all fans are sitting in the stands saying.
Yeah.
So I'm a faggot. I appreciate it, dude.
Yeah.
I threw 3 interceptions this episode.
You are gay.
I'm the Eli Manning.
We all agree.
Of the podcast.
Adam is gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay. What we can all build on.
People that hate this show.
Let's build a community.
Let's build a community.
Let's build
it
around Adam being gay.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. We need unity in this
that's
country,
the
and I think the ticket is specific anti-Semitism, directed at actual individuals, not this sort of generic nebulous anti-Semitism.
No plot.
That's divisive. You pick a Jew and you go after one specific Jew.
It's me.
Together,
I'm the problem.
You know how you know if Hitler picked one Jew that he really didn't like. Would people have thought he was such a bad guy?
Yeah, they would have given him that one guy.
If it was the one guy, he could have taken over the world and it wouldn't have been a problem.
That's true.
Yeah.
He should have only killed one Jew.
Well, sure. I don't think there's a way to fix any of what
no.
I just said. So
no, we're fucked.
Yeah. All right, you guys are fun. Thanks.